The war in Ukraine is entering a new phase. Russian and Ukrainian government officials say the battle for Donbas in eastern Ukraine has begun. In the southern part of Donbas, Ukrainian soldiers and civilians in Mariupol are holed up in a steel factory surrounded by Russian forces. The Russian Defense Ministry says the Ukrainians must all put down their weapons or, quote, be eliminated. Alex Horton is a military reporter for our editorial partner, The Washington Post, and he joins us from Kyiv. Hi, Alex.
Thanks for having me, Celeste.
What makes Mariupol of such high strategic importance to both sides?
Well, it's right there on the Sea of Azov, so it's a strategic port city that can take a lot of ships. So that means Russians can use it to resupply. They can use it to move equipment, up and down the sea and then enter the Black Sea if they want to. It's also one of the most important cities linking the areas that the Russian-backed separatists already control, which is the Donbas region, and other parts that Russia controls, such as Crimea. When you look at a map, it all becomes very clear that if you take east from Donbas and go through Mariupol to Crimea, that leaves you a jumping-off point into the rest of Ukraine. It's also important, and why this factory has become such a vital point of the Mariupol's defense, is that's a major steel production factory. So, you know, if Russia is intending on dragging out this conflict and, you know, not just taking Donbas, but trying to take the whole country in a sustained fight, they're going to want to target and destroy infrastructure and limit the ability for Ukrainians to produce something. So it's important geographically, it's important strategically, it's important financially and industrially as well.
Some of your colleagues have reported that this steel plant is enormous and has a city of tunnels dug underneath city streets. It sounds as though this could be quite a protracted battle.
Yeah, absolutely. And that is working in the favor of Ukrainians, because it is a nightmare to get in there and start clearing something that's dark. You know, that's a booby trap paradise and something like that. It also speaks to, you know, some Russian advantage as well, which is they have no qualms about using, you know, gases and other things to pump into the ventilation in a place like that. So that's one thing the Ukrainian defenders, you know, are probably concerned about, is if they get if they find their way into any ducts, then, you know, they might be able to use some weapons in there. But yeah, it is essentially a fortress that, you know, if Russia is going to completely take it, it will cost them a lot of blood and a lot of time to do so.
Why has fighting shifted to focus on the Donbas region at this point?
Well, I think you saw a maximalist objective early on in the war, which was to seize Kyiv, decapitate its government, and install a government friendly to Moscow. As we know, that didn't happen. And for any number of reasons, you know, primarily which was the kind of fierce fighting that the Ukrainian military showed in and around Kyiv, but also the flood of US and NATO weapons into the region helped. So that's one reason. The other reason is the Russians were totally unprepared for this fight. They had logistical problems. They had command problems. They had failures to communicate with one another. This allows them to play to some of their strengths. Their strengths are not going into cities and seizing them with ground troops. They don't like to do that. They like to bombard them and destroy them like they're trying to do Mariupol and Chernihiv and Kharkiv in the east. They try to just flatten them like they did in Chechnya and just roll in and capture rubble. They're not good at urban fighting, and they don't want to go in there and fight street to street. So Donbas is, you know, it's flat, open area. It's small villages. It's open terrain. And another advantage that Russia has is long-range artillery, long-range rocket systems that allows them to be at a distance and then to pummel Ukrainian forces. They're also familiar with this area because there are separatists that they've supported have been there for 8 years. You know, the Donbas is not unfamiliar territory to them. A lot of commanders know this ground. So, you know, we might see them performing a little better than they have in the past.
One last note, which is that you have reported that Russian troops are using flechettes, little lethal darts, and they're using them in neighborhoods where there are civilians living. Can you explain why this is significant?
Yeah, it's a it's a pretty nasty weapon, and it's not really used too much. You know, it's been used in Israel and the Gaza Strip, and it was used in Vietnam by the U.S. You know, but they're essentially shells that explode, and instead of shooting shrapnel or projectiles, they're little small, you know, in this case, 3-centimeter little metal arrows. So pound for pound, they're not as destructive as an ordinary tank or artillery round, but they can fly farther because they're so aerodynamic. And some of these things can spray these darts, thousands of them, across an area that's 3 football fields wide. I mean, it's by nature an indiscriminate weapon. And, you know, that's why even if Russians are aiming at military targets, there's very great chance that, you know, civilians will be caught in that area.
Alex Horton is a military reporter for our editorial partner, The Washington Post. Thank you so much, Alex.
Thanks for having me, Celeste.